Shalom to all. Today's office, welcome to Lam and Zayin. We are starting Lam Vav Amud Beis at the beginning of the brand new parak. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And Bishop tells us, Beisham Merim Beisham says, Kol Niton Namus Beach Chitzin Shinson Matona Achas, Keeper, Ubachatos Shte Matonois. Any Matnas Dam that needs to be placed on the outside Mizbeach, which is the regular Mizbeach on the Azara, that's where the vast majority of Matnas Dam is done. If that was done with one Matona, one blood application, that's a kapar for the person, which means everything's fine. And if with Chatos, it's a minimum of two Matonois, but that's okay. Now, what's the chiddush over here? So really, the vast majority of karbonos require matnas dam, which is called shtayim shein arba, two, which is four, which means the blood is splashed on two corners of the mizbeach, and then as it hits the corner, it goes to two different walls, so that's two times two, which is four, it hits all four walls. As the Beisham is telling us that even though a regular karbon requires shtayim shein arba, if just one blood application was done, no problem, it's kosher, there's a kapara, it's affected, it's atonement, and with the karbon chatos, there's a minimum of two matanos that need to be done, even though with a regular karbon chatos, four blood applications with the finger needs to be done, one to each corner, a minimum of two is okay. Now, Mishael says, Av chatos shenosu matona achas, keeper. Even if a karbon chatos just had one matona, that's also kapara. Says the Mishnah, lefikach, therefore, im nasu nasar rishon ketikna, if the first matnas dam was done regular, perfectly fine, ketikon, everything was okay, there was no issues with it, and Mishashniya, the second one was done, chutzas mano, with a machshava chutzas mano, keeper, that's a perfectly fine kapara, everything's okay with it, and it's not puzzle. That's because, as we just saw, just the first one is essential, all the other ones are, so to speak, extra credit, and therefore, a machshava chutzas mano is not going to puzzle from the second one and on. And by the same token, if the first one was done with machshava chutzas mano and the second one was done with machshava chutzlam kaima, the carbon is pigol and wouldn't be chayav karis for eating it. And that's even though we learned in the previous parak that a double machshava, one of chutzas mano, one of chutzlam kaima, does not render the carbon pigol. Over here, since there's only one essential avoid over here, that first matnas dam, so if the machshava pigol over there, the carbon's pigol, and the subsequent machshava chutzlam kaima doesn't have any effect on that. Now we have something similar. The mission continues. Any blood that's supposed to be applied to the inner mizbeach, which is mizbeach inside the heichal, the mizbeach hazav, the mizbeach hakatoris, it's all the same mizbeach. It's a small mizbeach inside the heichal, and there's a limited number of karbanos which have their blood application done in inside mizbeach. And pay attention to the small gersa change over here. Shechiser achas mina matonos. If one of those matonos was missing, here we have another slight gersa change. We take out the word keilu loy keeper. It's not a kapara, which means we have to have all the matnas dam, and we can't be missing any of them. Lefikach levrasos mishnah nasan kulm ketiknon. If all of them were done perfectly fine, achas shalay ketiknon. And one of them was done with the wrong machshava, psula, it's possible. The aim by cars, however, there's no cars, and the Gemara later on is going to explain why there's no cars. The machshava was chotzas manai, so why no cars? But first, the Gemara discusses the beginning of the Mishnah that just one matnas dam is ma'akev. Tanabon, we have a braisa, minalin, yutana, mizbech, chitzen, shenosama, tana, achas, shekeeper. How do we know that all blood applications that need to be done on the outer mizbech and the azara, that if we only did one matnas dam, that there's a kapara, and that's fine? Tamlam, because the pasuk says, v'dams v'chech, yishafech. And don't say yishafech saviv, that it should be poured around the mizbech. It just says yishafech, it should be poured mash. Even just one pouring or one zrika, one blood application is sufficient. But now the Gemara is going to ask a number of different questions, all that are the same exact thing, that this pasuk is really needed for something else. So here's the first one. Is that really what this pasuk is for? You need for the following brisa. How do we know that all blood, once it's already had its zrika, that any extras need to be poured on the yisoid, on the base of the mizbeach? Because the pasuk says, and so we can't use this pasuk to teach us that we only really need one matnas dam. And the answer is that no, nafgalim is Rebbe. It's really learned from what Rebbe says. Etanya, we have Brisa. Rebbe tells us the pasuk says specifically regarding achatos ha'oif vanisha badam yimatzei, that which is left over from the dam shall be squeezed on the base of the mizbeach. Now she'in tam alayr badam, it doesn't need to say the word badam because the beginning of the pasuk already says the word dam. So matam alayr badam, why does it say the word dam again? And the answer is lafish loy lamatnu el nitana matan dalid sheteuna matan dam liyisayid. We only have a source explicitly in the pasuk regarding something that requires matan dalid for blood applications that any leftover blood is poured on the yisayid. That's by carbon chatos. How do we know this applies by all other bloods? Tamlam, because the pasuk says vanisha badam yimatzei. And once again, the Gemara repeats itself. According to some gersayos, we actually take this out. Shein tamalar badam, we shouldn't say the word dam again. Umatamalar badam, so why say the word dam again? Limanat kol adam sheetuna matan dam liyisayid. That teaches us regarding all other bloods that once the zrika was done and there's extra blood, it needs to be poured on the yisayid. So actually, that's where we learn it from. So we really do have the pasuk of vadam zvachachi shafech to tell us that just one matan dam is okay. That's sufficient. Ask the Gemara bakati lach yudasa. Still, is that really what it's for? Mibay lechitani mitiv for the following brisa. How do we know that blood that's really supposed to be done by zrika, which is throwing it towards the mizbeach, that if it was simply poured on the mizbeach, that that's okay? Because the pasuk says, "V'dam zvachecha yishafech," as vachecha is mashma your karbanos, meaning all karbanos. That even if it's just poured and it's not thrown, it's okay. So the Gemara answers, "No." Several like Rabbi Kivi, also like Rabbi Kiva. The Amaru says, "Loi zrika b'chal shvicha, loi shvicha b'chal zrika." That actually zrika is not included in shvicha, and shvicha is not included in zrika, and therefore this is not correct. If one does shvicha to blood that requires zrika, he's not yotzei. And where do we get this from? The Nanav of Mishnah says Berach Berachas Pesach Patra Shal Zavach Shal Zavach Loi Patra Shal Pesach. They're Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds that if someone made the bracha on the Karban Pesach, there's a special bracha when you're eating the Karban Pesach, so that Patra is the Zavach, which is the Karban Shlomim that's brought along with it. But if he makes a bracha on the Zavach, on the Shlomim that's brought along with it, that doesn't Patra the Karban Pesach because it's really tofel, it's secondary to the Pesach. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says Loi Zu Patra Zu V'Loi Zu Patra Zu, neither one Patra is the other, and same thing with Zrika and Shvicha. So actually, at least according to Rabbi Kiva, we still have this pasuk of Adam Zochachin Shafech to teach us that one matnas dam is sufficient. As for Kati Lach Yudasa, is this really still what this is necessary for? In Bailech Tanya, we need it for a different brayso. Rabbi Shmuel says Mitach Shenemer. Since the pasuk tells us Ach Bechar Shar, I Bechar Chesed, I Bechar Eiz VeGaimer, so this pasuk at face value is talking about a Bechar, a firstborn male animal that's brought to the base of Mikdash as used as a carbon, and it lists three different types of animals: Shar, Chesed, and Eiz. Laman we learn from here LeBechar Shetan Matan Dam VeImurim LeGam Mizbeach, that a Bechar requires Matan Dam and Imurim by the Mizbeach. Meiser Pesach B'Nayin. How do we know that Meiser Behema and Karban Pesach also need this? Because the pasuk over here says V'dam Zvachecha Yishafech, and that includes even Meiser and Pesach. So we see that we need this pasuk for something else. The Gemara answer is no. So Rabbi Yisai Glili. He holds like Rabbi Yisai Glili. The Tanya of Ebrais, Rabbi Yisai Glili, and Rabbi Yisai Glili tells us Damai Loi Nemar. In this pasuk of Bechar, it doesn't say the word Damai, which means its blood. Ella, it says Damam, which is the plural form, and also Chel Bai Loi Nemar. It doesn't say its fat. Ella Chel Bam, and that's also the plural form. Limed Al Bechar Meiser Pesach Shetan Matan Dam Veimurim L'Gam Mizbeach. This teaches regarding Bechar, Meiser, and Pesach that they require Matan Dam and Imurim by the Mizbeach, and therefore we still have this pasuk of Adam Zochachi Shafech to teach us that just one Matan Dam is essential by all karbanos. But anyway, says Rabbi Shmuel, Hi Kram Apik Lelachim Apik Lelachim. It seems like he's using the same pasuk for two different limudim. One of them is for our main limud that just one Matan Dam is okay, and the other one is what we just said now, that the Dam of Meiser Behema and Pesach need to be applied to the Mizbeach. How could he learn both from the same pasuk? And the answer is straight Tanoi with Rabbi Shmuel. It's Machlekes Tanoim according to Rabbi Shmuel, meaning what Rabbi Shmuel holds. And we continue analyzing this. Especially Rabbi Shmuel, this all good according to Rabbi Shmuel. That he explains this entire pasuk we just quoted of Ach Bechar Shar, that the whole thing is talking about a Bechar, Hayim Dechsev. That's why the pasuk says, B'saram Yelcha, that their meat is for you, referring to the meat of Bechar that's eaten by you, meaning by the Kaihanim. El Rabbi Yisi, B'korn Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yisi Aglili, Demukile Nami Maisri Pesach, he says the pasuk is also talking about Maisri and Pesach. Then how do we understand the pasuk? Maisri Pesach Bailam Achile, Maisri and Pesach are eaten by the owners, they're not eaten by the Kaihanim. My B'saram Yelcha, what's this word telling us? B'saram Yelcha, again, Mashma that the Kaihanim are eating it, but it's not true, it's not to the Kaihanim. And the answer is that it's specifically referring to Bechar, and it's just telling us Echad Tam Echad Balmum, that whether it's a Tam, it's an unblemished Bechar, or it's a Balmum, it has a mum, it has a blemish, both of those are going to be eaten by the Kehanim. One is going to be as a carbon, one is just going to be regular meat, but they're still both eaten by the Kehanim. As we just said, Lam Zayin Ovez on top, Limit Al Bechar Balmum, Sheetin L'Kayin, this teaches that Bechar, which is a Balmum, it's given to the Kayin. Shlomo Tzinulay Bechal HaTorah Kula, that's not found throughout any of the Torah, this is our sole source for it. And therefore we have an answer how this pasuk fits even with Sheetus Rabbi Yasi. And Rishmal, Nafgalei, he learns this from the following, May L'Chayyeh the Seifa, from when the pasuk says L'Chayyeh at the end, this repetition tells us that it even goes to the Kehanim in a different situation, namely when it's a Balmum. We continue discussing this. Bishlam Rabbi Yasi Gali, this all go to Kontra Rabbi Yasi Gali, Demukile Naim Maiser Pesach, that he explains this pasuk as referring to both Maiser and Pesach as well. Hayim Dechsev, that's why the pasuk says Loi Sifte Kaidesh Heim or Ki Kaidesh Heim, that it's not to be redeemed because it's Kaidesh. And we learn from here that Heim Craven Vein Tamarson Craven, that only they, this animal itself, is brought, but if it was made a Tamura, we tried to transfer Kedusha onto a different carbon, so that's not brought. And according to Rabbi Yasi Gali, this makes sense. It applies to not only Bechar, but also Maiser and Pesach. Ditanan or Utanan, we have Mishnah tells us Tamura's Bechar Umaiser, the Tamura of Bechar and Maiser, Hain, Uvladon, Uvlad Vladon, them, any children born to them, or any children's children born to them, Atzif Kal Oilam, all their offspring forever and ever, Harein Kebechar Umaiser, they're just like Bechar Umaiser, Veyachlon Mum Labailim, and if they get a mum, so they're eaten by the owner. In Utanan, we have another Mishnah that talks about the Karm Pesach, Amar Bishu, Bishua says, Shemati Shetamura's Pesach Kreva, Tamura's Pesach Ain a Kreva, Veinly Nefarish, I've heard that sometimes a Tamura of a Karm Pesach is brought and sometimes not, and I don't know how to explain it. Either which way, we see this Mishnah is also talking about Karm Pesach in regards to Tamura. So we see that Rabbi Yisai Glili, we have a source for Bechar, Meiser, and Pesach. Al Rabbi Shmuel, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Mukile Kuli Bechar, that explains the pasuk is talking only about a Bechar, Meiser, Pesach, Deloi, Krave, Tamura, Seminale. How does he know that Meiser and Pesach, their Tamura is not going to be brought? So my answer is Meiser, Gamra, Avara, Avara, Bechar. In regards to Meiser Behema, he learns as a Gjer Shava through Avara, Avara from Bechar. The pasuk tells by Meiser Behema, Kal Asher, Ya Avar, Tachsa Shevet. And in regards to Bechar, it says, Veha Avarta, Kol Pata Rechem Lashem. So Havara, Havara tells us this. And Pesach, in regards to Pesach, Pedya Kosov Beis, says Befeirush, Kasev, instead of the pasuk writing the word Kasev, which is his plain sheep, Matam Loimer, Im Kasev. Why does it say Im Kasev? Because it just said Kasev. Why does it have this extra word Im Kasev if a person takes a sheep? The rabbi says to include Tumuras of Pesach, Acher Pesach, Shetek Rav Shlamim. There's something that Pesach was exchanged for after Pesach. It's brought as a carbon Shlamim. Now, Yachal Af, Lefnea Pesach, Ken, you might think that even before Pesach, Tumuras Pesach is going to be brought. That's the pasuk says, Who? And tells us that only the carbon Pesach itself is brought as a carbon, and and not Tmuras Pesach before Pesach. And so that's Rabbi Shmuel's source for it, as we have no questions on Rabbi Shmuel. But now going back to our original discussion from our first quoted Pasuk of Adam Zachari Shafech, which told us that even one Matan Dam is sufficient for a carbon. And remember, we had asked three questions trying to show that really that Pasuk is necessary for something else. So I think more asked, all these other Tanoim that use this Pasuk of Adam Zachari Shafech for a different drasha, how do they know this din? Anything is supposed to be applied to the Mizbech and the Azara that only had one blood application, then that's okay and that's sufficient. Where do they get that from? And the answer is, they hold that even with the carbon chatas that usually requires four, even just one matana is sufficient, and they learn all of it from chatas, and so that's their source for it. And then we continue explaining, she's Basham and Mishnah, who had said, that a carbon chatas, the minimum of two matanas is okay. So Rav Funa says, my time with Basham, what's Basham's reasoning? Where does it come from? And the answer is, because the Pasuk tells us, karnois, karnois, karnois. It says the word karnois three times, namely, the blood has to be applied to karnois, to the horns of the Mizbeach, and harikan shesh, that tells us six things, because karnois is plural horns, and the minimum of plural is two, so that's 2, 4, 6, so we see that there's supposed to be six blood applications. What do we learn from here? Arba lemitzvah, that's four, telling us that that's the ikar mitzvah, lechatchilo, that's how it should be done, and ushtaim la'akev, the extra two times, to tell us that there's a minimum of two times la'akev, that even if it's not done four, it has to be done at least two times. Now, Beis Hillel, how do they understand this? Karnas, karnas, karnois. They understand it like that. That's because the first two times it says the word karnois, it doesn't actually have a vav in there. And so even though with the nekudos we read it as karnois, taking away the nekudos, which we're going to see in a moment is called mesayres, we read it as karnas, which is referring to just one corner or one horn. And it means there's only really four words. Karnas and karnas is one and two. And then karnois is the only plural version we have. So that's another two, so that's a total of four. That's what Gemara says, reikan arba, that's four. So shalosh lemitzvah, that tells us that three are for the ikar mitzvah, that's for the chatchila. Vachsa akev, one tells us that that's the minimum, that's the ikav, that's the essential one. Ask the Gemara of Emakul mitzvah. Why don't we say in Beis Hillel that all four of them are just for the mitzvah l'chatchila, but if they're not done, that's okay, and then none of them are l'akev. The Gemara answers that can't be because kapar b'chdila ashkan. We don't find kapar that can happen on its own with nothing. If you're going to tell me that four are mitzvah l'chatchila, but if they're not done, then b'diavad it's okay, that means that a kapar was affected without any matnas dam, and that can't be because we don't find the source for that anywhere. So it has to be that three are mitzvah, one is l'akev. If you both say alternatively, we can answer, this is Beis Hillel's reasoning. We pay attention to mikra and we pay attention to mesayres. Mikra is the way that it's actually read with the nekudos, and mesayres is the way that it's read without the nekudos. Ahani mikra litfuye chada. Mikra, the way that we read it, helps to add on one. Ahani mesayres lebetsuri chada, and the mesayres helps to take away one. And therefore, going back to our three words, karnas, karnas, karnois. So we just paid attention to mesayres, so it's four, as we just said. However, as we're saying now, ahani mikra, that mikra tells us that one of these words, karnas, is really going to be read as karnois, and therefore it's a total of five. Karnas is one, and then two times karnois is another four, so that's a total of five. And that teaches us that the ikar mitzvah l'chatchila is to do four to four corners, and then the extra one, the fifth time, that tells us la'akev that we at least need a minimum of one. Ask the Gemara Elamatu, that's really so, that we say ahani mikra v'ahani mesayres, what about the following? L'toy tafais, l'toy tafais, l'toy tafais. And this talks about the tefillin shel roish, the tefillin put on the head, it's called a toy tefes or toy tafais. So here also, harekan arba, that's technically four, because only one of them has a vav, so the first two are just single, and the second one is double, so a total of four. Why don't we say the same over here? Ahani krav ahani mesayres, the way to read it, meaning the way it sounds, toy tafais, as if it has a vav, that helps, and the mesayres also helps, that we should take away one. And what should we learn from here? Chamisha batei bar lemevad, that we should have five batim. We know that tefillin shel roish is divided into four compartments, but based off of this, ahani krav ahani mesayres, we should say that lechatchila, there should really be five compartments, or five sections to the tefillin shel roish, not just four. I think more answers in the no, sarvalak Rabbi Kiva, the Amar Hiltzik Rabbi Kiva, who says, toit bekaspi shtayim, that the word toit in the Kaspi language means two, and pais ba'afriki shtayim, pais in the Afriki language means two. So really, it's not a drasha that we're making from here. The word simply means two and two, which is a total of four. So that's why we can't apply this limud to this pasuk. I think we're confused that from now, that's really true. Basukas, 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 in this whole discussion of Mesach HaSukkah, how many walls a sukkah has to have, and we have this word basukas three times, and it's the same exact thing over here. The first two times it doesn't have a vav, even though it sounds like it, it's only the third time that it has a vav. And so here also we should say ahani mikra v'ahani mesayres, that the mikra helps and the mesayres helps. And therefore, chamisha daf nasa bar lemevet, a person should technically have five walls to their sukkah. Because again, the first basukais is just plain one wall, and then this next two basukais, it tells that we require another four walls. That's a total of five. Why don't we say that? And the Gemara Lama Chesam Alf on top answers that really, hasam over there, chad kra kule legufe. One pasuk, meaning one word, lesukais, is needed for it itself, simply to tell us about the mitzvah that we have to sit in a sukkah. That's already taking away one. V'chad l'schacha. And another one is telling us regarding the schach, that we have to put schach on top of the sukkah. Therefore, yes, we are going to say that this Pasukas is talking about five, but we just took away two for some other drashas, so we only have three left, and that means we only need three walls in our sukkah. And Asai Hilchasa, the halacha mashmisina, comes along with regards to Lashlisha, so Kimta Tefach, and it minimizes or detracts from the third one and makes it just a Tefach, and we have to have two regular size walls, and the third one only has to be a Tefach. So if there's not a question on Beis Hill either. I think I'm going to ask one more question. Al-Miyatim, this is really so that again, anytime we have Mikra and Mesiris, we're going to take one and leave the other. What about when the Pasuk talks about a woman giving birth to a girl? It says in the Pasuk, Vitama Shivuayim, she's Tame for 2 weeks afterwards. Now, even though the word is read as Shivuayim, which is 2 weeks, if we're going to read it Kimesiris, then it should be read as Shivim, 70. And therefore, we should say as follows, Ahani Krav, Ahani Mesiris. So we pay attention to both Krav, the way it's actually read, and we pay attention to Mesiris, the way we would read it without the Nakuda is being put in there for us. And that would tell us that our Bainu trained by Lemesiv, that she should have to sit, meaning she should have to be Tame for 42 days, not 2 weeks. And how do we get to this number? Well, because the way to read it as Mikra, that's Shivuayim, that's 2 weeks, which is 14 days. Shivim is 70 days. Between 70 and 14, which is 56, we're going to do a half of that, which is 28. And then we add the original 14 to the 28. So that's a total of 42. Her tum should be 42 days and not 14. And the answer is that no, Shani Hazma case is different. Dechsev kenidasa. It says, Vitama Shvuayim kenidasa. She should be tame 2 weeks like her nida. What does it mean like her nida? We know that a nida is tame for a week. And therefore, the pasuk's telling us that we're going in week increments. So it has to be the prior word is read as Shivuayim, which means 2 weeks, and not as Shivim, because Shivim is referring to days. And we're clearly talking about weeks over here. So that's not a question either. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow. Or continue to discuss Shitas Beis Hillel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.